Remarks of the President on awarding the Congressional Medal of Honor to Major Reginald Myers and Major Carl Sitter of the Marine Corps in the Rose Garden, 29 October 1951.
Again, I have a very pleasant duty to perform. We'll award a couple of Congressional Medals of Honor to two very brave young men. The President of the United States takes pleasure in presenting the Medal of Honor to Major Reginald R. Myers, United States Marine Corps, for service as set forth in the following citation.
For conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity at the risk of his life, above and beyond the call of duty as Executive Officer of the 3rd Battalion, 1st Marines, 1st Marine Division, in action against enemy aggressive forces in Korea on 29 November 1950, assuming command of a composite unit of Army and Marine service and headquarters elements, totaling approximately 250 men, during a critical stage in the vital defense of the strategically important military base at Hagaru Rih, Major Myers immediately initiated a determined and aggressive counterattack against a well-entrenched and cleverly concealed enemy force numbering an estimated 4,000. Severely handicapped by a lack of trained personnel and experienced leaders in his valiant efforts to regain maximum ground prior to daylight, he persisted in constantly exposing himself to intense, accurate, and sustained hostile fire in order to direct and supervise the employment of his men and to encourage and spur them on in pressing the attack, inexorably moving forward up the steep, snow-covered slope with his depleted group in the face of apparently insurmountable odds. He concurrently directed artillery and mortar fire with superb skill, and though losing 170 of his men during 14 hours of raging combat in sub-zero temperatures, continued to reorganize his unit and spearhead the attack, which resulted in 600 enemy killed and 500 wounded. By his exceptional and valorous leadership throughout, Major Myers contributed directly to the success of his unit in restoring the perimeter. His resolute spirit of self-sacrifice and unfaltering devotion to duty enhanced and sustained the highest traditions of the United States Naval Service.
The President of the United States takes pleasure in presenting the Medal of Honor to Captain Carl L. Sitter, United States Marine Corps, for services set forth in the following citation. For conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty as commanding officer of Company G, 3rd Battalion, 1st Marines, 1st Marine Division, reinforced aggressor forces at Hagaru Rih, Korea, on the 29th and 30th of November, 1950. Ordered to break through enemy-infested territory to reinforce his battalion the early morning of November 29th, Captain Sitter continuously exposed himself to enemy fire as he led his company forward, and despite the 25% casualties suffered in the furious action, succeeded in driving through to his objective. Assuming the responsibility of attempting to seize and occupy a strategic area occupied by a hostile force of regiment strength, deeply entrenched on a snow-covered hill commanding the entire valley southeast of the town, as well as the line of march of friendly troops withdrawing to the south, he reorganized his depleted units the following morning and boldly led them up the steep, frozen hillside under blistering fire, encouraging and redeploying his troops as casualties occurred and directing forward platoons as they continued the drive to the top of the ridge. During the night, when a vastly outnumbering enemy launched a sudden, vicious counterattack, setting the hill ablaze with mortar, machine gun, and automatic weapons fire, and taking a heavy toll in troops, Captain Sitter visited each foxhole and gun position, coolly deploying and integrating reinforcing units consisting of the service personnel unfamiliar with infantry tactics into a coordinated combat team, and instilling in every man the will and determination to hold his position at all costs. With the enemy penetrating his lines in repeated counterattacks, which often required hand-to-hand combat, and on one occasion infiltrating to the command post with hand grenades, he fought gallantly with his men in repulsing and killing the fanatic attackers in each encounter. Painfully wounded in the face, arms and chest by bursting grenades, he staunchly refused to be evacuated and continued to fight on until a successful defense of the area was assured, with a loss to enemy of more than 50% dead and wounded and captured. His valiant leadership, superb tactics, and great personal valor throughout the 36 hours of bitter combat reflect the highest credit upon Captain Sitter and the United States Naval Service.